1 Timothy, chapter 4. But the Spirit says expressly, that in later times some will fall away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Through the hypocrisy of men who speak lies, branded in their own conscience as with a hot iron. Forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be rejected, if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified through the word of God and prayer. If you put the brothers in mind of these things, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, nourished in the words of the faith, and of the good doctrine which you have followed until now. But refuse profane and old wives' fables. And exercise yourself to godliness. For bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life which now is, and of that which is to come. Faithful is the saying, and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we labor and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise your youth, but be an example to those who believe, in word, in manner of life, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, give heed to reading, to exhortation, to teaching. Don't neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the group of elders. Be diligent in these things, give yourself wholly to them, that your progress may be manifest to all. Take heed to yourself, and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you.